Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of The Leonard Girls, written by Deborah Challenor and read by Pania Mullet. Dedication. This is for everyone who served in the American War in Vietnam, in any capacity. Prologue. March 1969, Auckland, New Zealand. Joanne Leonard stared at her big sister. Had she heard right? Because Smith & Coe's cosmetics department was actually quite noisy, but she thought she probably had. And now she felt sick and really angry.
"Did you just say you're going to Vietnam?"
she exclaimed. Rowena Leonard nodded. "That's right."
"Rowie, that's... God, haven't you heard anything I've been saying for the last 12 months?"
"Yes, I have. But, Joe, you're a university student. You're always going on about war and politics and all that. I'm an army nurse. It's my job to look after soldiers."
"But Vietnam's wrong. It's immoral. It's evil."
Rowie shrugged. "Well, you say it is. I only know our boys are over there and they deserve to have Kiwi nurses looking after them. And Joe, you knew I'd applied to serve in Vietnam. That's the whole reason I joined the Royal New Zealand Nursing Corps. You knew that." Joe looked away. Rowie was right. She had known that. Before Rowie had so casually mentioned her horrible news, they'd been enjoying looking for a birthday present for their mother. But now the fun had gone out of it. Joe caught her reflection in a mirror behind shelves of fancy perfume bottles and boxes. Her face was flushed, but she wasn't surprised. She was furious at Rowie. Of course, for volunteering for Vietnam. But there was another nasty little sensation there as well. It wasn't anxiety, though she was worried for Rowie. It was something else she couldn't quite identify, and wasn't sure she wanted to either.
"Mum and Dad won't be very happy," she said.
"No, Mum probably won't be," Rowie agreed. "She'll worry. They both will. But I think Dad'll be quite proud."
"They'll both worry themselves sick," Joe said.
Rowie laughed.
"You can poke as much as you like, but you won't burst my bubble or make me change my mind." "I wasn't trying to," Joe lied.
"I'm going, and that's that. So why don't we just have a nice time shopping for Mum?"
"I don't really feel like it now."
"Oh, stop sulking." Rowie squirted perfume on her wrist, sniffed, and wafted her hand under Joe's nose. "What do you think?"
"It's a bit out of fly spray."
"Really?" Rowie had another sniff.
"Maybe."
She tried another sample. "What about this one?" Joe gave Rowie's other wrist a half-hearted snort.
"She's got lots of scent. Dad always buys her scent."
"Well, you think of something then."
"She broke the lid off her powder compact the other day.
The Elizabeth Arden one with the Diamantes." Joe nodded.
"She was really cross. Well, a compact's useless if you can't close it, isn't it? But I can't afford to go halves on a new one, especially a fancy one."
It was all right for Rowie, in full-time employment in the army. But she was only on a student allowance, supplemented very occasionally by what she earned singing in a folk trio.
"Well, why don't you buy the birthday card and some flowers, and I'll buy the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?